Procedures apply. Plus must be 18 or over.
A brilliant afternoon of music coming up. My Christmas party anthems are greatest songs from the movies as well. Stay right there. It's Webster here on your radio, mobile, smart speaker. And we're ad break free. Greatest hits, radio premium.
Across Tayside. I'm Cara Conway.
Let's go.
Across Tayside and Fife.
This is Greatest Hits Radio.
Christmas party anthems.
How much does Santa need to pay to park his sleigh? Nothing, it's on the house.
Sound like this.
Yeah, that's what Christmas is about after all, right? Rubbish jokes and brilliant music. I've got you covered. Christmas party anthems coming up, and we get stuck into the greatest movie songs ever. There's Noddy. Which reminds me, please remind me next week, we have to do the Noddy / Slade Christmas game when I get you to phone in and see who can hold on to the note the longest for It's Christmas! We had 72 seconds last year, so get practicing, sort your lungs out, and we'll start the It's Christmas game next year. There's no time right now because we're doing my Christmas party anthems, and it's a great songs from the movies weekender. And our first stop is back in 1980.
This is no Mickey Mouse school. You're not getting off easy because you're talented. You work twice as hard.
For Coco, it's the stardom. For Ralph, it's a chance. For Leroy, it's survival. For Lisa, it's the dance. They've got nothing in common but a dream.
Because I'm gonna be a dancer. A good dancer. You know who says so? Me.
It's contagious.
You wanna know what's happened to me, man? Success, all right?
It'll change your life.
I'll pay my dues on the West Coast. Come back to New York as a star.
Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents an Alan Parker film. Fame.
I wonder which song we're gonna play for this soundtrack. It has to be said that Fame differed from Dirty Dancing, Footloose and Flashdance, which were released later in the decade, as the newer films featured quicker cuts, didn't have the characters sing either. And given that Fame feels a bit of a throwback to the classic musicals of earlier decades, it's no surprise that it was actually inspired by one, Fame, inspired by a chorus line, a musical that was first performed back in 1975. So yes, here on Greatest Hits Radio today and across the weekend with our legends, Mark Goodyear, Richard Allinson, Paul Gambaccini with America's Greatest Hits every Saturday from 5. Sunday you get Fred McCauley, Simon Mayo, Kate Thornton with Smash Hits. We're all going to delve in to our weekender. Greatest movie songs. We start with Irene Cara. My next minute to our weekender. We're heading to 1997. Jackson's Greatest Hits Radio Scotland, Shake Your Body, Christmas Party Anthems. Got royalty on the way. We've got this radio station's anthem, really, the song that sums up what we're all about. That's on the way as well. Today then, Friday the 15th, it's my son's birthday. He's 15 today, my boy Lewis. He's got to wait until we all get home from work tonight about 6 o'clock before he's gets stuck into his birthday presents. Hey, it was his fault. He didn't want to get up early because my wife had to leave early. So he's got to wait, an agonising wait for someone who's 15. And my sister's birthday was yesterday as well. Happy birthday, Shannon. And it was actually on this day that my son was born, on this day 15 years ago, scientists came up with a theory as to why men of a certain age get up and dance and shake their body down to the ground. Why men of a certain age get up and dance in an embarrassing fashion. The answer, evolution, which I think is true. I usually dance embarrassingly because I've evolved from a sober person to a drunk person.
I can't believe it.
Make me a winner.
Make me a winner.
At Christmas.
Yeah, actually, please drink responsibly. I need your help later with a kind of a drink-related game. Meantime, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate our winner, our amazing winner of over 200 grand, Gavin and his wife Maureen. Ewan and Kat phoned back. Well, Ewan did. Gavin this morning. to ask him how it feels to win over £200,000.
Fantastic. I was unbelievable. You know, it's maybe not even sunk in yet. Because I woke up thinking I had a heck of a dream.
Yeah, imagine. I mean, yeah. Surreal. Imagine winning this today. There's even more. Less than 2 weeks till Christmas. It's an eye-watering £225,000 that you could have today in your bank before dinner time. So don't miss out on this game. Make me a winner. Text the word cash. This is the easiest way to enter. Text cash to 61054. You do that right now, you'll get five entries for the price of one text to entry. That's cash to 61054. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter online for £2. GreatestHitsRadio.co.uk. You can call 0330 880 4557. Standard rate call over 18s only. And all the rules for this network competition are on our website. The lines close at 3 p.m. and then we could be calling you. This is one phone call you do not want to miss. And this is one call you, if you want to win the money, you must answer in five rings, but don't say hello. Say, make me a winner. Right away, as soon as you pick up, for your chance to win £225,000 paid into your bank account straight after the call. Text cash to 61054 now. And good luck after three. Tell you what, we had a good time last night, and I don't mean the Christmas party that I wasn't at, but the two cats from The Breakfast Show, how did they get the morning off? Ewan is a legend. He doesn't drink much anyway, if at all, but at least he stepped up and did The Breakfast Show this morning without the cats. What I mean is, a good time last night listening to Marty Pello live. It was the special up-close gig we recorded last week at the Radisson Red Sky Bar in Glasgow. Jackie Bramble is putting your questions to Marty. Marty performing the greatest hits from Popped In, Sold Out and more. The handsome man. If you missed it, that good time last night, you can listen again on the app or the website. Now we get stuck back in to our greatest songs from the movies. And our next stop is with the highest grossing buddy comedy of all time.
See, we have a question.
I'm sorry, maybe you already answered this, but why exactly are we here?
We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best, sir.
What's so funny, Edwards?
The best of the best of the best, sir. Yeah, he's just really excited, and he has no clue why we're here. that's very funny to me. Y'all ain't laughing, though.
Okay, let's get going.
It made £600 million worldwide when it came out in 1997. Still remains the highest grossing buddy comedy. But get this, I didn't know that Clint Eastwood was first offered the role of Agent K, played eventually by Tommy Lee Jones, brilliantly and intimidatingly by Tommy Lee Jones. Clint Eastwood? I think he could have pulled it off. But the person that was almost offered the role, or was offered the role of Agent J, before Will Smith, you won't believe it. It was this guy.
Here we go. Pivot. 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 Pivot.
Not Matthew Perry, rest in peace, but David Schwimmer was almost Agent J. No, that would be a completely different movie. Greatest songs from the movies, Weekender, on Greatest Hits Radio. There's Will Smith doing Patrice Rushen's Forget Me Nots. I think he's only ever had one original song himself that he didn't use a sample in, and that was the song, what was it, Black Suits Coming, which was the main lead song in Men in Black 2. Right, we've got another song. We're going to head to, well, the song is actually from 1965. The movie from the same year as Men in Black. And it's a sci-fi comedy film. We'll get into that before 2 o'clock. Barry's next. If you've not got your gingerbread Ken yet, you Ken what you need to do. Come on, you might as well check it out. It's available on the Greatest Hits Radio website or app. Download your gingerbread Ken template. Stick it together with the easy instructions. Take a photo, share it on our socials. Why not? Who doesn't want a gingerbread Ken on a tree this year? There's Chris Rea, one of the greatest Christmas songs ever, taking us to our next great song from the movies. This is what we're doing, our weekender today, tomorrow, Sunday. And we stop in 1997 again with a sci-fi comedy by Tim Burton.
Once you rise above fear,
annihilate, kill.
Let's not be too rash.
Then you'll be invited.
Hi there. Are you interested in the White House?
To meet with a new people.
It's so perfect that it's happening at the beginning of the new millennium.
More powerful than the might of America.
I'll tell you one thing, they ain't getting a TV.
More advanced than the brains of Britain.
Ladies and gentlemen, this could be a cultural misunderstanding.
It was just surreal, comical. The aliens looked kind of terrifying and comical at the same time, didn't they? It was an unusual film, but that's what you get from Tim Burton. And you get an unusual soundtrack as well, quite cheesy. It contains the Pina Colada song, it's got Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees, and it's also got, which featured in the film for a full minute... Yes, and the aliens love it, it seems. It doesn't make their head explode. Tom Jones, it's not unusual. Greatest Hits Radio, Movie Weekender.
It's not unusual.
I must watch Mars Attacks again. I've not seen it since it first came out. But I wonder if there's a scene in it where they do actually mention Tom Jones. Because he is in it. He's on stage for a full minute and he does interact with the aliens as well from Mars. I mention this because yesterday we started, we started coming up with clips from TV shows or movies that mention bands or singers. So I got this one from Goldfinger.
That's as bad as listening to the Beatles without earmuffs.
Yeah, it's Sean Connery saying...
The Beatles.
Brilliant. We got Bette Midler.
Guns N' Roses.
From First Wives Club. And of course...
That's Cool in the Gang.
Yep, Pulp Fiction.
The Fallen Madonna with the big boobs.
Yep, that from our low, a low.
The Fallen Madonna with the big boobs.
And we've got this as well.
T-Rex? You said you've got a T-Rex?
Uh-huh.
Say again.
We have a T-Rex.
If you get any other clips or pieces from movies or TV shows that mention bands, get in touch. We are expanding my clip collection now, so thank you in advance. Right, Bee Gees coming up, Michael Bublé or Bobble, and we've got another song from the movies on the way. We're playing one from La Bamba. Great.
Make me a winner. At Christmas.
Hey, afternoon, it's Webster here. We had a brilliant winner yesterday. I think every single winner is brilliant because it means we're making someone's dream come true and it's just life-changing and you can hear it in their voices. Have a listen. Graham and Maureen in Aberdeen, over £200,000 just yesterday.
Well, maybe have a wee holiday, a wee cruise and upgrade my car because it's getting on with you.
A lot of people say that. They are the big ticket items. That's what winning Make Me a Winner can do for you. Today, this sounds pretty tasty, doesn't it? You could win and have in your bank tonight, in time for dinner, £225,000. Wow. Just come on and enter now, and if you win, you'll get the cash today. What a weekend, to say the least, it's going to be if you win 225 grand. Get in Make Me a Winner by texting cash to 61054. If you do that right now, you'll get five entries for the price of one text entry. That's cash to 61054. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter online as well for £2. GreatestHitsRadio.co.uk. All the rules for this network competition are there. And you can call to enter 0330-880-4557. Standard rate call, over 18s only. And the entry lines close at 3 p.m. So you've got 56 minutes to get in. And then you've got to be alert and ready for this phone call that could change everything for you. The phone call that you must answer. Every competition has rules. You must answer in 5 rings. But don't say hello. Say, make me a winner as soon as you pick up. And if you do that, £225,000 paid into your bank account tonight. It's a no-brainer. Get it? It's the boobs. Michael Bobble. Yeah, we were turning bands Christmassy, and that was the most popular. Michael Bobble's, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It's back inside the top 10 as well. Came out in 2011. Hey, it's Webster with you. Afternoon, it's this we're getting stuck into today and over the weekend.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Movie Songs Weekender.
Loving it already as well, and I've only been on in an hour and a bit. So, yeah, we're going to be sprinkling songs, the greatest songs from the movies from the 70s, 80s and 90s today and Saturday, Sunday, with all of our legends that are on at the weekend. They all assemble. Now, we're heading to 1987, and this film did not use any of the original songs that the film is even named after. The original songs were sung by Ritchie Valens, and Ritchie's real-life sister Connie was on set of the movie, and there was an iconic scene, the infamous coin toss scene, where Ritchie Valens wins a coin toss. Coin toss, did I mix that up? To fly alongside the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly. Yeah, and the rest is history. But the song, fantastic. One of the greatest rock and roll songs ever. Crusaders Street Life, Greatest Hits Radio, just played Los Lobos as part of our Greatest Songs from the Movies Weekender. And if you're loving it so far, kicked off this morning with Ewan without the cats, then you're going to love what Mark Goodyear brings to the table on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Greatest Hits Superstars at the Movies, a special program actually dedicated to the artists who have contributed to some of the biggest movie soundtracks of all time. You're going to love that. Sunday, 4 o'clock, Greatest Hits Radio. And thank you. I'm still getting some clips, ideas from you sent in. When it comes to movies or TV shows that mention bands, John in Motherwell said, what about this one?
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
Brilliant. Van Halen said by Adam Sandler.
Please get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the band and they break up.
I'll clip that one off. That's from the Wedding Singer. And extra points to you if you know where this clip comes from.
How is Elvis and have you seen him lately?
Greatest Hits Radio live across Scotland. Friday! Yeah, afternoon. It's Webster here. I'm on 1 till 4. I follow Ken. I warm up for Psy. And we're doing this.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Movie Songs Weekender.
Loving it so far. I say so far. We're going to love it all weekend. The best films from the 70s, 80s, 90s. And the best songs from those films. Next up, I've got a song that's actually the title of the movie. We're heading back to 1990. This song has quite a personal meaning for me as well. It actually changed my life. I got in trouble one time for saying something on the radio when I was like 17. And on that same evening, I was working at the time at Summerfield. Remember them? The old Gateway. Remember them? Remember Gateway? I said something on air, something rather silly and immature because of my age, about the boss at Summerfield. And then we got a phone call during my radio show, apparently from the boss at Summerfield. But I thought it was a wind-up from one of the other staff members. So we had a night out that night, and when I arrived in the pub, they started playing this song. Because they thought, that's it, Webster's, he's done and dusted. He's lost this job, he shouldn't have said that about his boss. It was a bit of a mix-up, the thing I said, but it's actually, it did change my life. Because it made me move from Gala Shields to Edinburgh, where I went to stay with my sister at the time. Yes, this was the song that was on in the pub. The movie, Young Guns, Blaze of Glory, by John Bond. Remember Emilia Westerfus, Charlie Sheen, Kiefer? All in this brilliant film. It's Greatest Hits Radio. Featured in the movie Young Guns 2, Bon Jovi actually turned up on the set in New Mexico with an acoustic guitar, and he was playing this song. He was just strumming it. Now, in the first Young Guns film, they used Wanted Dead or Alive, you know, the Bon Jovi song, but they used it as mood music, so there was no lyrics. John Bon was just sidled up, probably on a horse, to the director. Said, what do you think of this one then? Down, down, down. And they went, yeah, love it, let's put it in the movie. Blaze of Glory, John Bon Jovi of 1990. We've got a Canadian next, we've got something Christmassy on the way before 3, and another stop for our Greatest Songs from the Movies Weekender as well. We're going to 1987 and quite a famous character. A character who's had 22 songs sung about him.
Greatest Hits.
It's the most wonderful time,
everybody.
It's the most wonderful time.
Arms in the air.
It's the most wonderful time.
Sway them back and forward.
All the year.
Yes, it's that Christmas song that you must sing with a smile on your face. And a wink to the camera. Hello, Andy Williams. Greatest Hits Radio Scotland. We're doing the greatest songs from the movies Weekender. And we've got another. We're heading to 1987 next.
He lives for the moment. He lives on the edge.
Whoever she was, I must have scared the living daylights out of her.
James Bond, 007. The Living Daylights.
You've got to love a James Bond film that mentions the title in it. Because as soon as it does, whoever you're with in the cinema, you just turn around and look at each other and go, there it is, Living Daylights. Timothy Dalton, this almost wasn't his first James Bond film. He was offered the role 5 times, kept turning it down in the 80s, saying that he was too young and he had other commitments. This film was also the end of an era. The Living Daylights was the last of the James Bond films to have its score written by the wonderful John Barry, who had, of course, worked on many of the previous Bond films. And when it was released, The Living Daylights was the last Bond film for almost 20 years to use an original Ian Fleming title until Daniel Craig stepped up, Casino Royale in 2006. And unfortunately for this Norwegian act, the song is actually ranked as the second worst James Bond theme of all time. Yeah, just ahead of Die Another Day by Madonna. And the number one Bond theme, Shirley Bassey, Diamonds Are Forever. Let's turn it up then. Aha! Greatest Hits Radio. I mean, Timothy was okay as Bond. Maybe my fourth favourite Bond. Actually, nah, let's put him ahead of Roger Moore. Roger just had brilliant eyebrows and not much else. Living Daylight's Greatest Hits Radio, our greatest songs from the movies Weekender. After 3 o'clock, I've got songs coming up from Reservoir Dogs, from the movie Heartburn, and The Jazz Singer. But you know, this year, I saw a study, right? There was a study about James Bond, and it concluded that he is a severe alcoholic who should be offered medical help by his employer, MI6. So if that's not an excuse to come up with some boozy Bond film titles, I don't know what it is. So I've got The Living Bud Lights. Come up with a boozy Bond film title. Drink responsibly. The Living Bud Lights. I've got that, and I've got Live or Let Die. What have you got? Send them in.
I can't believe it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Make me a winner.
Make me a winner.
At
Christmas.
Right, listen, this is quite urgent now. Don't think about your Bond boozy titles right now, because if you've not entered Make Me a Winner, you're running out of time. You've only got 5 minutes left. It's nearly time for the big call that could change your life. It's worth £225,000, and it'll be paid into your bank account within the next couple of hours or less. So get your entry in now. Don't miss out on your chance to win £225,000. The lines close at 3 o'clock, so there's only 4.5 minutes left. Get your phone out, text the word cash. Send it to 61054. You do that right now, you'll get 5 entries for the price of 1 text entry. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter online for £2 at greatesthitsradio.co.uk. All the rules for this network competition are there. Or you can call 0330 880 4557. Standard rate call, over 18s only. This is huge. To win the money after 3... be ready for this call. You must answer your phone within 5 rings with the phrase, make me a winner. You must say that right away as soon as you pick up, and then you bag and bank £225,000. It's going to change your life. So get in. Good luck. It's coming up. Be ready for the call. Coming up in this brilliant hour of music, I've got
Blizzard!
Yeah, I'm getting there. I've also got
Durand.
And
T-Rex? You said you've got a T-Rex?
Okay. Yes. Brenda Lee was only 13 years old when she originally recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree back in 1958, and it actually topped the American charts last year, making Brenda Lee the oldest artist to ever top the charts at the age of 79. And she's got a net worth of $20 million, Brenda, mainly because of that song. Right, Greatest Hits Radio, and we're getting stuck into this again.
Greatest Hits Radio.
Movie Songs Weekender.
1987 is our next stop. The movie starring Meryl Streep. How much of this movie is true? Well, you reckon about 50% of it. The film is Heartburn. Now, that came out in 1986, but the song I'm going to play from the soundtrack was a big hit a year later from someone who's also done a James Bond theme. So we're talking Jack Nicholson. The only reason he agreed to appear in the movie is because he wanted to work with Meryl Streep. And he knew that Carly Simon had a song on the soundtrack. Hopefully. Coming around again from Heartburn, the movie. It's Heatwave next. This is Heatwave, Boogie Nights. Seems churlish or foolish even, not to mention. Boogie is on every Sunday night at 7 o'clock on Greatest Hits Radio. Boogie with his pal, his on-air partner, Arlene. Just the brilliant duo on the radio. So you can join them at the weekend as part of our Stella lineup. Boogie and Arlene, Sunday 7. Fred McCauley, Sunday 10 o'clock. He does the top 10 at 10. And then Simon Mayo follows Fred with the album show. Just some of our legends on at the weekend. Right, I asked you earlier, after playing a Bond theme, can you come up with some boozy Bond film titles? A study out this week says that he's an alcoholic. Tell us something we don't know. So what have you got? I had The Living Bud Lights and Liver Let Die. What have you got, Colin? And Kirkcaldy says, what about the man with the golden gin? The man with the golden gin. And I love this from Paul in Edinburgh. What about A Brew to a Kill? A Brew to a Kill. I like that as well. Right, keep them coming in. And on the way next, I've got...
Durand, Durand. Durand, Durand.
Also...
T-Rex? You said you've got a T-Rex?
Uh-huh. Say again.
We have a T-Rex.
And on the way before Simon Mayo at 4...
Litter!
Greatest Hits Radio.
So obviously the countdown is on. Well and truly on towards that big magical special day. But that is the problem, actually. And this is why we bring you Casper Kids Mission Christmas. Because it's not going to be a big magical special day for way too many families and therefore young people and children living right here on your doorstep in Tayside and Fife. They're not looking forward to Christmas because they can't. And this is why we need your help. Yes, with Cash for Kids, we're just trying to make sure that every child has a present to open on Christmas Day. We've had a record number of applications this year, and we're determined to make sure that we're able to help them all. But it's a big team effort, and we still need you. So please, if you're out Christmas shopping this week, can you please see it in your heart to buy an extra gift? There's still time. You have until Monday the 18th, and there's a map of your nearest drop-off point at greatestheadsradio.co.uk/mission. There's bound to be one near you. You drop off the gift, our team will do the rest. We'll wrap it and make sure it goes to the correct, appropriately aged child. It's Mission Christmas across Tayside and Fife with Grassix BMW.
Hey, your name, Mr. White, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name.
Let's go to work.
One of the most iconic movie scenes of all time, depending what age you were when you saw it. It's obviously an over 18 clip from Reservoir Dogs. And Michael Madsen's character, he's got the cop tied up in the warehouse, and yeah, all of that goes on to that entire song features in the movie. Steeler's Wheel, of course, first came out in 1973. Stuck in the Middle with You. I'm Webster. I'm warming up for Simon Mayo. And Hattie as well. Hattie's getting ready to make this big money call on Make Me a Winner. It's coming up after one of the biggest Christmas songs from the 90s. Actually, 1990, Mr. Christmas. had a big hit before Michael Bublé came along and knocked him off his perch. And the duo that are number one in the UK right now are on the way next, but not with that song.
Greatest hit.
It's the one and only...
Richard!
Yes! Greatest Hits Radio, the Saviour's Day. Simon Mayo coming up at four then, and it's all Request Friday, so you get to choose the tunes, but only if you phone up. That's the only stipulation. You must call, tell Simon what your weekend plans are, and then get your banger on the best radio station. So the lines are open now, 0333 2020 402 for All Request Friday with Simon and the team. They're on at four. Hattie is on now. It's time for the big call. Over to you.
I can't believe.
From the movie The Jazz Singer from 1981, Neil Diamond, Love on the Rocks, is part of our greatest songs from the movies Weekender, which continues, guess what, across the weekend. You can wake up with Jenny Powell, Mark Goodyear tomorrow, we'll get stuck into it, Paul Gampaccini, Richard Allinson, Sunday you got Fred McCauley, you got Simon Mayo, you got Kate Thornton, we're all getting in it. So don't miss it. Keep us on, take us with you wherever you're doing this weekend. And thanks for checking me out this week and for your boozy Bond film titles. I think my favourite was You Only Liver Transplant Twice. Up there with From Russia with Lager, The Living Bud Lights, and For Your Red Eyes Only. Thanks for those. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you on Monday. I'm waving.
Greatest Hits Radio.